The word today is victory. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. As Christians, we do not have to be filled with fear or be consumed by the many everyday problems of life. Christ lives in us, and in Him we can have peace and joy and live victorious lives. Here to help reinforce this thought in our lives is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Victory.
We are going to be talking about some very heavy subjects here on The Word Today, and for instance, we talked about Satanism and how Satan, who was at once a good angel in heaven, had rebelled against God and had taken quite a number of angels, maybe as many as one-third of the angelic hosts that followed him in his rebellion against God, and had been kicked out of heaven. And now they are free, right now yet, while we are waiting for the Lord's return. Satan and his angels are able to still infect us and haunt us and bother us and annoy us and tempt us, because judgment day has not yet occurred. When that day occurs and Christ returns to judge the entire world, on that day Satan will be confined to hell, and he will never again be able to bother us. He and his evil angels and all the unbelievers who will end up in hell will be confined there forever, and they will never be free again to roam around and tempt us. So that day is coming. Pray that God will send it quickly and that we will have the day of the Lord's return, or as the scriptures refer to it, the day of the Lord, which is judgment day, when Christ will come and separate every human being that ever lived, which will be resurrected again on that judgment day, will be divided into those that are going to be with Christ in heaven because of their faith and because their sins were forgiven, or those that are going to be sent to eternal judgment and damnation with Satan and the evil angels in hell, because that will also be an eternal punishment. It will be eternal in that they are constantly dying, but never being able to die. So it is eternal in its judgment as well as the eternity which is given to God's believers will be eternal joy in heaven without end. So I think probably a good way to kind of wrap this thought up is to say that we are not supposed to be, as the Bible teaches us, we are not supposed to be fearful of the devil in the sense that we tremble in our shoes and we say, oh, how can we get away from him? And, you know, we are to watch and be warned. We are to be alert. We are to guard against Satan and his temptations against us. But we're not to be so fearful of him that we get obsessed, so to speak, with concern over him. Because we have the victory. The end result is not in question. Those who believe in Jesus Christ have the victory over the devil, just as we also have the victory over death. And it's not in question. There is no doubt about that. Christ has given us the victory through his own suffering and death and resurrection, and we now have the promise that we too shall live eternally, those who believe in him and those who call upon him for their forgiveness. So that victory should cause us to live a victorious life. I think it would be just terrible for people to say, oh, I'm so afraid of the devil and I don't know, he's trying to get me in, and these temptations are so overwhelming and so on. That would be really nonsense. You know, the life of a Christian should be one of victory, one of achievement, one of glorifying Christ, because we have him, Jesus Christ, living in our heart, and we are his child, and therefore we know who's going to win the battle. We have won it through Jesus Christ. And so when I talk about a victorious life, I hope you understand that it ought to be one free from fear. It ought to be one free from anxiety and jealousy and all kinds of evils. We are to be living a joy-filled life. I think it would be wonderful to start every day in prayer, knowing that Christ is there with us that day and commending that day to Him and saying, "Now, please, Jesus, be with me, live within me, guide and direct me today so that I will serve you, so that it will be a good day." Now, there can be a lot of problems. There can be a lot of difficulties. There can be a lot of temptations. We know we're still living here on earth, and the devil is still very active, and there's a lot of evil in the world. But we have been blessed by God to be the receivers of the forgiveness that His Son, Jesus Christ, earned for us on the cross. And we ought to let that dominate our thinking and motivate us in our activities and in our actions and in the words we speak and how we act and what we do and how we look to the future. It ought to be one of victorious giving. Now, obviously, it's going to be one of prayer. And let me give you a little verse that I think would be very helpful on this subject. In the book of Philippians, when St. Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, that's a beautiful, beautiful little letter, by the way. It's only 4 or 5 short chapters, very, very simple, very direct, and you can read it in 15 minutes. It would be good to do that as an entire letter, just as Paul wrote it. But in the 4th chapter, verses 6 and 7, it emphasizes prayer. And the reason it's pointing to prayer there is that the intent is to give us the peace of mind and the peace of heart, so to speak, that we are not fearful, that we can face life, that we can look at it joyfully and take it day by day in the assurance that God will never leave us or forsake us, that He will guide us, guard us, and protect us, and be with us. I like the many references in the Bible that tell us that God's holy angels are with us to also serve us and protect us. You know, it's just a fantastic thing to know what it means to be a child of God and to be at peace with God. Not just at night when we fall asleep and say, well, we're in God's hands and whatever happens, God is in control. That's certainly true, but that's also true throughout the day. And so as we walk our way and live our life, it should be victorious and glorifying God and praising God. You know, I don't even like it when people try to joke about their sin or their problem. You know, there used to be a comedian on radio. It's been many years ago now, actually, but I still recall it where he would jokingly say, "Well, the devil made me do it," you know, as though somehow that was an excuse. There is no excuse for sin. Sin is because we have a fallen heart in the sense that we were born into a sinful world, born of sinful parents. Every human being starts out as an unbeliever, obviously, because they're born into sin. And so through Jesus Christ and through the power of baptism and the work of the Holy Spirit, what we call conversion, we've been changed into a new person. It's called the new birth. And in the Bible, it's often referred to as the second birth, first being physical, the second being spiritual. And in that new creation, that new being that we have in Jesus Christ, we are set free, free from our sins and from our guilt. And that's why we can have joy and happiness and peace of mind. So all of these things are gifts of God. You know, one of the things that we need to be consciously aware of all the time is the problem of temptation trying to rob us of this joy and freedom. Take a look at the Epistle of James, for instance. James is another one of these short little letters. It's very brief, just several chapters. You can read it in 15, 20 minutes, just like you would read a letter. And in the 4th chapter, verses 2-4, there is James is zeroing in on the fact that the problem of temptation is always surrounding us, but we have the assurance that with Christ's presence in our lives and with us focusing on his forgiveness and love, we can overcome these temptations. We can avoid these temptations. And so it's a matter of prayer, peace of heart, peace of mind, and not being intimidated by the enemy. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. So I'm urging you to live victoriously. You know, another way the Bible puts it, it says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Get to know God's word so abundantly and so completely that you can constantly think of Bible verses. And as you think in your heart, that's the way it's going to really be in your life. You know, there's a phrase in the Bible that says, thy word is hid in my heart. In other words, doesn't matter what's going on around me, all the turmoil, confusion, all the questions, etc., etc., yet hidden in my heart is the truth. I am a child of God, and the word of God is in me, and God's Holy Spirit is in me, living within me. So that's what I'm urging you to be, that kind of a Christian, to give a testimony, to give a revelation to the world around you that we are different. We are people in whom Jesus Christ lives, and therefore our life is filled with joy and peace of mind and comfort and the certainty that we have the victory. We are on the way to heaven. So it doesn't matter what happens here and how confusing things get. And things are going to get confusing. The Bible says that the devil's going to be working very hard toward the end times, toward the time just before Christ comes. It'll get so serious and so troubling that it says even the elect of God, even the chosen of God, will be in danger of falling away. Now, to prevent that from happening, Christ is going to come quickly then. Come quickly, Lord, and prevent that, obviously, so that we have the certainty of eternal life. So then, get into God's word, read it daily, pray constantly, turn your life over to God, and let his joy, peace, and love fill you so that your life will be a victorious life and one that has the peace of God.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.